at 11:01, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. At 11:03, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Oh, this makes sense now. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dog daring you since 1990. Please don't ask me to stop. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about now, it's time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. So, you know, last week we did an all radio obituary episode, and you're like, Belinda, you just did one of these last week. How can there be that more when you didn't have any backlog? Well, they just keep dying. That's all that happens. We did leave last week with, you know, like four obits in the can. Not a big deal. And then there was a whole slew more this week, as the Grim Reaper is wont to do. And I looked up at the fact that I'm going to be gone next week for the end of the radio obituary year. And I sure didn't want to leave a backlog for Mike Conway from Classic Rock Mine. So I thought to myself, well, I better just get to it. So that's what we're doing here. Before we go any further, I should give you the schedule of events ahead of us here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Next week, well, it's a big day here at WMFO next week. It's Live Music Day, where it's going to be all live music starting at, what is this? Oh my God, 8 a.m. What musician gets up at 8 a.m. for Live Music Day? Well, there are some that will. They're probably not getting up. They're probably just staying up all night long. But that's okay. That will probably make them even better. So next week, 1 week from today, Saturday, October the 26th, it is live music day here at WMFO, starting at, oh my God, 8 a.m. and going all of the way, potentially, to this radio show at 11 p.m. Tons of stuff. We'll talk about that a little bit more in detail later on in tonight's program. So you've got that going on next week. And next week is also the end of the radio obituary year because, of course, we stop the radio obituaries. Well, we never stop the radio obituaries. What am I even saying? We have a arbitrary cutoff at the end of October for radio obituaries so that we can get together the radio obituary retrospective poll where our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell, polls you, the listener, to find out which radio obituaries you would like retrospected from the previous year so that we can present them to you in the radio obituary retrospective on the Saturday following Thanksgiving, also known as November 23rd this year. Look at me, I've got dates. So next week, because of the live music day, Classic Rock Mine would be preempted, but Mike Conway from Classic Rock Mine, he really, really, really likes doing his Halloween episode. And so I said, okay, you can have the show that night. So Mike Conway's going to be here next week for his big Halloween show here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. You're going to love it, except for Nah Todd hating the last song in it. Just put it out there. So we're going to get as many obits in tonight because I'm not sure if he'll be able to do any next week with that episode happening. And then we'll move into the new radio obituary year with Ryan, DJ Ryan D. He's going to be filling in for us on Saturday, November 2nd. And then I'll be back until November 23rd, the Saturday before Thanksgiving. In the meantime, there will be some kind of radio obituary retrospective poll that you're going to take from Freddie. Not exactly sure what that's going to look like. I just want to say, we didn't really talk about the results of the radio obituary retrospective poll, the poll of the poll from last week. All I know from that poll is that of everybody who listens to Bubbles in the Think Tank, our spiritual advisor, Swami Pali C, is the only person who has no interest in taking Freddie's poll. But I think that's a personal issue that those two need to take up together in private, if you know what I'm saying, and I think that you do. So between now and the radio obituary retrospective, which will be on November 30th, the Saturday following Thanksgiving, there will be some kind of poll that you will take, that Freddie will give you. And I think we're all going to enjoy it. But on November 23rd, in between those things, we've got one other night that I won't be here because I have to go to Kentucky. So we'll be keeping you posted on who's going to be taking that one. But going all the way out, you know, this is the time of the year that the calendar gets a little crazy. But it's a little less crazy this year because there is no Heat Big Christmas Math Lib anymore. It's gone. Bye-bye. Don't even be expecting it. Instead, just pretend that the holidays don't happen until we get to January 11th for the Bee's Knees. The music of 2000... What year is this? 2019. Things that were released that I acquired in this year that I kind of liked. So that was a very stream of consciousness telling of the upcoming calendar and all the things that are going on. So, you know, too long, don't read. Tune in next week for Live Music Day all day long with Mike Conway from Classic Rock Mine, doing the show next week for his big Halloween episode. And then Ryan will be here the week after that, and then I'll be back again where we will take care of polling you appropriately. All that said, it's an all-radio obituary episode tonight. because, yes, that many people passed away, that we wanted to make sure that we honor in the radio obituary kind of way. So before I begin any of that, please let me remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. And we'll move on to the initial radio obituary for Steve Cash, the American singer, songwriter, and author. He was most notable as the founding and a continual member of the Ozark Mountain Daredevils. He just passed away at 73. Always happy to begin the night with some chicken content as part of the initial radio obituary for Steve Cash right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Post-initial radio obituary is for Sam Bobrick, the American author, playwright, and television writer, also a lyricist. He began his career writing for the popular television show Captain Kangaroo. He went on to write for The Andy Griffith Show, Bewitched, The Flintstones, Get Smart, and The Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. Sam Bobrick just passed away at 87. And it's kind of ridiculous, the number of songs that Sam Bobrick has written that Bubbles in the Think Tank has played over all these many years. So it should be no great surprise that he is the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Come on, everybody! Let's do the pretzel! Throw an arm around your neck. The other one under your leg. Cross your feet, hop a beam. Let's do the pretzel. Take a toe in your hand. Double up the other knee. Put a thumb in your toe. Let's do the pretzel. Shuffle a pretzel, you can pull at a pretzel, you can watoose it like heck. You can twist it, you can shake it, you can stomp it, you can stroke it, you can also break your leg. Bend your back and touch your toes. Dip your hand under your knee. Left foot high, turn about, yeah. Let's do the pretzel. You can twist it, you can shake it, you can slop it, you can stroke, you can also break your leg. Bend your back and touch your toes. Slip your hand under your knee. Left foot high, turn about. Let's do the pretzel.
Thank you. You've heard jingles about cigars and soap flakes, from instant everything to atomic-powered toys. And now we'd like to do a jingle about a product dearest to us Madison Avenue boys.
Oh, we gulp them by the ton, little old sweet tranquilizers. Oh, they make our rat race fun, little old sweet tranquilizers.
For a client who ruins your life,
little old sweet tranquilizers.
For six kids and a nagging wife,
little old sweet tranquilizers. Sweet tranquilizers.
For a campaign that dropped dead,
little old sweet tranquilizers. Little old sweet tranquilizers. Sweet tranquilizers.
Every morning, every night,
tranquilizers.
Cause it's cheaper than getting tight,
little sweet tranquilizers.
Oh, we love you with all our heart,
little old sweet tranquilizers.
Oh, we say we'll never part,
little old sweet tranquilizers. Sweet tranquilizers, little old sweet tranquilizers.
The next radio obituary is for John Giorno, the American poet and performance artist. He founded the not-for-profit production company Giorno Poetry Systems and organized a number of early multimedia poetry experiments and events, including Dial-A-Poem. You know how much we love Dial-A-Poem here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. He became prominent as the subject of Andy Warhol's film Sleep in 1963. John Giorno just passed away at 82. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
About midnight, entered the room, he heard me breathing. Three to five bedrooms, blended tomato paste, salad dressing, water, and Worcestershire. He quietly took off his clothes and slipped into bed. Snipers and arsonists made daring daylight raids. Detroit's riot area late today. Two and a half to three and a half baths. He put his arm over me and felt my cunt. Dose with steak, cubes to boil. Four persons were wounded in a wild gun battle outside a police station. House on the city's riot-ravaged west side. He opened the lips and rubbed about the clitoris, and then tried to push his finger up. Basement, cover and marinate, and view eyes are overnight in the refrigerator. On television sets throughout the city, football teams seem to have 33 coaches and three coaches. It looked very red. It looked very red.
While the rich juices of her previous fat trickled down her bottom, trickled down her bottom.
Ed Sullivan comes on as twins.
Ed Sullivan comes on as twins.
A Negro teenager, in a green shirt, in a green
jumped
shirt,
in through the shattered window,
jumped in through the shattered
selected
window,
a shiny new straw hat,
shiny new
put it on,
hat,
put it on,
and strode away with a grin on his face.
Away with a grin on his face.
He took out his prick.
He took out his prick
and held it in his hand.
And held while he opened the lips of her cunt.
While he opened the lips of her cunt.
Alternate,
stay.
Alternate,
stay.
Onion,
green pepper,
onion,
and tomatoes.
Green pepper, and
on 4 15-inch skewers.
On 4 15-inch skewers.
It was the largest brick
it
I ever saw.
It was the largest brick I ever saw.
And he had a tremendous head.
A tremendous head.
Focus 12.
His handsome,
12,
compact unit.
His handsome, compact
that attaches
unit
easily to any TV set.
Easily to any TV set. The huge brick must have
the
filled her belly.
Must have filled her belly.
Oversized, two-car.
Oversized,
side-entry garage.
Side-entry
black-topped driveway.
Black-topped
storage
driveway
area.
And storage area.
Place on broiler pan.
Place on broiler pan.
Raving bands of defiant young Negroes.
Defiant
some
young
wearing
Negroes,
shiny new clothes.
Some wearing shiny new clothes.
Glanced through the debris
crowded street.
In the heavily Negro central ward.
In the heavily Negro central ward.
Two-zone, hot water.
Two-zone, hot water.
Heat. Brush meat with marinade.
Brush meat
and vegetables with oil.
And vegetables with oil.
The monstrous prick was
the
in my cunt.
Monstrous prick was in my cunt.
Expansion level for two
expansion
extra bedrooms
level
and
for
bath.
Two extra bedrooms and bath.
I felt it everywhere.
I felt it everywhere.
When you got a job to do,
when you got a job
reach for something good to chew.
Reach for something good to chew.
Chewing helps you stand the pace.
Chewing helps you stand the
any
pace.
Time and any place.
Any time and any place.
To grasp my buttocks.
Grasp my buttocks.
Stratford.
Stratford.
Country kitchen.
Stratford.
And the adjoining laundry room.
The adjoining
mud room.
And lavatory.
And lavatory.
He lifted me up.
He lifted me up.
Broil.
4 to 5 inches
from heat.
4 to 5 inches
from heat.
15 to 20 minutes.
15 to 20 minutes.
Hi, ho, hey, hey.
Hi, ho, hey,
chew your
hey.
Little troubles away.
Chew your little troubles away.
As he rose,
as
I clasped
rose,
my arms around
I
his
clasped
neck.
My arms around
and
his neck.
Crossed my legs over his back.
Crossed my legs over his back.
Hi, ho, hey, hey.
Hi, ho, hey,
chew
hey.
Wrigley spearmint gum.
Chew Wrigley spearmint gum.
Give it to me.
Give it
baby,
to me,
old man. Give it to
baby,
me,
old man.
Way.
Give it to
fuck
me,
all the way.
Fuck me,
fuck me,
fuck,
fuck
me.
And don't
fuck
ever
me.
Stop.
And don't ever stop.
It focuses the image of the charm you select
by shielding the direct signal,
by shielding the direct
from all outside
signal.
Interference,
from all outside interference.
Antique brick,
antique
and plastic can split,
and
shingle
exterior,
shingle exterior.
Two suction fans,
two suction
lift
fans.
Carpet.
While beta
bars loosen dirt
and revolving brushes
and revolving
whisk dirt
into fan jet
to the
suction
stream.
Suction stream.
Turn on and baste often.
Turn on and baste often.
Ranches and colonials.
Ranches
from $35,990.
Work goes faster.
Work goes faster.
Life seems brighter when you chew.
Life seems brighter when you chew.
Every nerve within me.
Every
thrilled
note
with
raptures,
he shortened my vitals.
He shortened
a stream of gushing sperm.
A stream of gushing sperm.
Hi, ho, hey, hey.
Hi, ho, hey,
chew Wrigley spearmint gum.
Chew Wrigley spearmint gum.
A loud, thunderous explosion.
A loud, thunderous
and flash.
Brilliant light
flash.
Jar.
This brilliant
small
northeastern
Oklahoma town.
Oklahoma
town. Early today,
as
long
today,
abandoned zinc mine,
abandoned
zinc mine,
swallowing two houses,
swallowing
and five
two
cars,
houses,
and five cars,
and injuring five persons,
and injuring five persons,
on full 1 acre estate,
on full 1 acre estate.
The cleanup radio obituary. Yeah, I know. The cleanup radio obituary is for Karel Gott, the Czechoslovakian recording artist and amateur painter, considered the most successful male singer in Czechoslovakia and the Czech Republic. He was voted the country's best male singer in the annual National Music Award 42 times, most recently in 2017. He also represented Austria in the Eurovision Song Contest in 1968, although he only finished in 13th place. Carol Gott was just passed away at 82. It's the Cleanup Radio Obituary right here. Oh, with one of those songs right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Evil star is mine, that my fate's design should be Jezebel. If ever a pale voice promised paradise, deceiving me, grieving me, leaving me blue, Jezebel, it was you. If ever the devil's plan was made to torment men, it was you. If night and day, every way, Jezebel,
Was that really half an hour? That's just ridiculous. Ridiculous, I tell you. Hey, by the way, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we are in another all radio obituary episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. We went from zero backlog to a teeny tiny backlog to just lots of people dying. And we don't want to have a backlog as we wrap up this radio obituary year. It's only got one more week after tonight. And then it's time for the radio obituary retrospective coming up in just a few weeks. I'm not going down that road again, so well, probably later on in the show, just not now. Now I want to tell you that pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Didn't you know that? Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians, also known as mind the pedestrian. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross, and always use crosswalks. Obey all traffic signals. It's a life-saving message from your friends here at WMFO in Medford. And now I realize I didn't need to do that for another half hour, but that's okay. More safety is better. Let us move on to the radio obituary for Bill Macy, the American actor best known as the husband in the television series Maude. He also appeared as the jury foreman in The Producers in 1967. Other memorable roles include the co-inventor of the Optigrab in 1979's The Jerk with Steve Martin, and as the head television writer in My Favorite Year in 1982. Bill Macy just passed away at 97. 97? How could he be 97? It's the radio obituary for Bill Macy right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Well, hello there, opera lovers. This is Professor Peter Schickele, and we're all set to go with another opera quiz. Our guest today is Mr. Paul Henry Leung, who is widely recognized as perhaps the leading authority in the country, if not the entire world, when it comes to matters operatic. Tell me, Mr. Leung, do you live in Hamburg or Milan or one of the other centers of opera?
Me? Nah, I live in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Do you teach at a university there?
I'm a cabbie.
A cabbie?
Yeah, I drive a cab, you know, a taxi.
All right, everybody, I think it's time to find out just how much of a whiz this man is. Our first question was sent in to us by Mrs. Tessie Tura of Menango, and here it is. One of the characters in The Stoned Guest is called Carmen. Carmen Gia is, of course, her full name. Now, can you think of another opera which has a character in it by the name of Carmen? You have 5 minutes, Mr. Leung, in which to come up with the right answer.
Well, obviously, there's the opera by Bizet called Carmen, composed in 1875.
That's absolutely correct, Mr. Leung. I must say, it didn't take you long to
come up. Then there's Pallavicini's Daphnis and Carmen, produced in Dresden in 1685. And then the Raga Rock opera, Instant Carmen, by Lennon Cavallo. And actually, I think that one of the singers in the chorus at the first production of Don Giovanni in 1787 was a girl named Carmen Veranda. But of course,
Mr. Leung,
that isn't the name of the character. That was the girl's
I think
real
that's
name.
More than enough.
I suppose that doesn't really count.
I think that's more than enough, Mr. Leung. The Bizet opera was what Mrs. Tura had in mind. So let's get on to our next question here, sent in by Miss Belle Canto of Zapp, and she wants to know if, in addition to The Stoned Guest, you can think of another 18th century German opera in which a dog plays an important active role.
Well, let's see.
Take your time. You have 5 minutes.
Well, there's a French opera of that period, Fido and Aeneas by Offenbach, that has the famous Wolfenpool song, but...
I'm afraid it has to be German.
18th century? Well, there aren't any German operas in that century that have a real acting part for a dog.
Are you sure you don't want to take a little longer to think it over?
I don't have to, because I'm telling you there aren't any.
Well, I hate to disagree with you, Mr. Leung, but... Miss Canto has come up with one, Anton Zuckerwerk's 1793 opera, Collard is Bowser, in which one of the major roles is played by a dog. In fact, the title role...
That is not a dog in that opera. It's a wolf.
Now, let's not be a sore loser, Mr. Leung. Miss Canto lists the entire cast of the opera, and there is no mention of a wolf, whereas there is a prominent, not to say pivotal, part for the dog.
Wait a minute. What's her source?
The Encyclopedia Operatica, which I have right here beside
what
me.
What edition is it?
Why, it's the 1947 edition.
The 1947 edition. That edition's got more errors in it than an early Mets game. Look, I got the 1969 edition right here, and I think if you look it up, you'll find that Bowser was a wolf who was befriended by the Countess when it was a cub and brought up as a dog. But the Countess is secret lover, Sir Sheepshape. He certainly never forgot what Bowser really was. And besides, Anton Zuckerwerk was born in Czechoslovakia, so he wasn't really a German anyway. I'll let that pass. But the business of saying that Bowser was a dog is ridiculous.
Now, Mr. Lung, I'm going to have to insist on accepting the agreed-upon authority here for settling these matters, which is the 1947...
Listen, I don't have to sit here and take this bull...
Now, Lung, please, we're on the air.
You're as bad as the guys who get in a cab and tell me how to get to where they're going. I don't need that stuff. Listen, if you want to get the 60 Titan Lex in one piece,
Mr. Lung,
you either let me do the driving, or you get yourself another cab.
I think we better move on here to
I'm going down 7th Avenue. Going to Penn Station. A guy flags me, and he says he wants to go to
Grand
Central.
We're running out of time here, Mr. Lung.
If he wants to go to Grand Central, let him go on 6th Avenue.
Eddie, let's switch it back to
Mr.
Holmes.
But he sees me going downtown.
Let's
go back upstairs. Don't take me in an opposite direction.
To the opera, huh?
And here we are, back in the gymnasium proper, ready for the dramatic denouement of PDQ Boxton.
We'll save that denouement for a later time. Hopefully you understand, because now it's time for another radio obituary for Julie Gibson, the American singer, radio, television, and film actress, vocal artist, and coach. Her career was in movies during the 1940s, but she's best known for her work with the Three Stooges. She made her first film appearances in small roles in the film Nice Girl? And The Feminine Touch, both in 1941. Her first feature role was in the 1944 film Lucky Cowboy. She appeared in the Three Stooges films, Three Smart Saps and Rockabye Baby. Julie Gibson just passed away at 106. It's the radio obituary for Julie Gibson right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. see, where are we at? I should probably remind you that you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. And right now I am doing math very quickly to get the information I need for the radio obituary for George Chambers. George Pops Chambers of the Chambers Brothers. He was the oldest of the musical family in the American soul rock band, the Chambers Brothers. He didn't do a whole lot else at the time, but they were veteran performers before their 1968 breakout in the psychedelic era, starting out as harmonizers in the church choir. One of their big breaks, they had a few, came at the 1965 Newport Folk Festival when Pete Seeger got them booked. George Pops Chambers just passed away at 88. It's his radio obituary, straight from vinyl. And I'm just going to say I didn't check this before I started tonight, but this is my original copy of the song that I'm going to be playing from here to start out the radio obituary for George Chambers. And I'm sure that I probably wore the grooves off this record, so just know that if there's any issues with it, it's all from the love in the radio obituary for George Chambers right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Time has come today. Hi, I'm George Chambers of the Chambers Brothers, and I tell you the truth, man, if I ever took any heroin or something like that, I just knew it would just freak me out so bad that I would never be able to communicate with anything anymore.
I got peace, I got love, I got happiness.
Obituaries are just moving right along. You are in the middle of an all radio obituary episode right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I can't believe we just wrapped up nearly an hour of Radio Obituaries, because that just zoomed right by for me. I hope that it did for you, because that usually means it's a lot of fun. And so that worked. Of course, we're doing this all Radio Obituary episode again because I am going to be gone for the next 2 weeks. Next week, with Mike Conway sitting here in the seat for his big classic Rock Mine Halloween episode. I don't know if he's going to be able to get obits in or not. And it is the last week of the Radio Obituary year here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, as it's time for us to move on to the Radio Obituary retrospective coming up on the Saturday following Thanksgiving. So we have to have time to prepare for that, which means I need to get them all in now. Now! This is it. There might be a few more next week, but there might not. So we want to make sure everybody gets recognized, as they should. That also means that the Radio Obituary retrospective poll is going to be happening. It might not be the way it usually is, but everybody's going to take Freddie's poll except for Paul. So, Paul, don't you worry your pretty little head about that. We'll just see how our titular head of research feels about that at the next staff caucus. We'll just see.